KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Welcome back to the second half of ABQ Connect on this fine day. I want to introduce Brad Ficklin. He's the pastor at Koinonia Church here in Albuquerque, and Daniel Lusko. And before we start, I need to say something. As many of you know, Chip Lusko was our general manager for a pretty long time. Daniel, as long as you've been alive, maybe. and I need to say this about the Lusko families. Chip moved in with the Lord April 1st, I think, And I'm so sorry for his loss, and we miss him so much. He was a good friend. In fact, he and I were talking about going fly fishing. In fact, I had just gotten him some San Juan flies.
You did?
And never got a chance to try those out. So I might make his son go retroactively with me.
Hey, let's do that.
Track that down. But I want to say this about the Lusko family. Lots of Luskos. The Luskos, this isn't going to be proper English, but I don't know how to say it. The Lusko family, brothers and sisters, cannot not share Jesus. I know that's a double negative, but you guys absolutely are compelled by the Holy Spirit to share Jesus wherever you go. And I'm so amazed by that. And that's all of you.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I don't know Heidi.
but she's all about Jesus.
She's all about that too. All and hey, Jesus. And I know you guys have had your challenges, as we all do in life. But you're always pointing people at Jesus. And we're here today to talk about experiencing Jesus. Pastor Brad Ficklin with Koinonia Church, tell me the address of your church.
It is 10405 Comanche.
10405 Comanche.
Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87111.
Okay. And is Experience Jesus going to be at your church?
It will be. It'll be at the church November 1st and 2nd. Experience Jesus and Remember the Cross will be what we're there to really promote, and just inviting both sinner and saint to our place, and just a beautiful garden where we'll have 10 different stations representing the life, the ministry of Jesus, and just imploring people back to that place of experiencing Jesus as they give their life away and meet Jesus at these areas, hopefully gain new strength.
Cost to the event, anything like
absolutely
that?
Absolutely free.
It's going to be absolutely free. And what time on the 1st and 2nd?
5 o'clock on Friday the 1st.
Okay.
And then probably starting early, we have a men's group at 8 a.m. on Saturday, and it'll go the whole...
Is this a thing that you might want to take somebody to that doesn't know anything about Jesus?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
So let me go over to Daniel. And by the way, I'm the oldest guy in the room, so you can't be offended by this, but Daniel's a young guy. I'll tell you something funny. Years ago, I'm not a big rap or hip-hop fan, mainly because I didn't know anything about it. So we have a thing called Freedom Celebration we were doing at Isotopes Park, and there was a young man, and I won't mention anybody's names, but he is a Christian rapper, and I was rolling my eyes until I walked around the back of Isotopes Park, and I was looking at the stage, and I saw this young man begin to rap Christian lyrics. I watched every person, old and young, stand up, clap. He got off the stage and he walked up to the stands. And, you know, obviously with all the technology, Daniel does this technology thing, you know, with video production and all that. So he knows how that works. But this guy walked up into the stands and was singing with the crowd. And I'm just telling you, there were easily 10,000 people there that were just blessed to hear that music and hear him emphasize. So tell us a little bit about the concert, Daniel.
Okay, so we've got Kingdom Chels. That's what he goes by.
Okay.
A lot like Lecrae. If you like Lecrae, a lot of people listen to him. He's going to be coming in to do the concert. He is anointed. He's filled with the Holy Spirit. It's his ministry. He's coming in from Detroit, my good buddy Josh Bauer's church that I got to visit. And let me tell you a little bit about that. It might be outside of your wheelhouse, the hip-hop, right? We're also going to have worship. Pastor Brad is an amazing worship artist, too. So we're going to have more acoustic-style worship as well.
I notice a few electric guitars in the Koinonia Church, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
It's a little rocky, a little rock roll kind of vibe. Yeah, okay. There we go.
Yeah, exactly. But that's going to be mixed in with the movies that we're going to be playing, War Room, which is an incredible film about spiritual warfare, a movie that I directed called Persecuted that's about a man fighting for the gospel. All of this is oriented around people having an experience with Jesus Christ. The Remember the Cross experience, worship under the stars outside, the gospel message. God has an appointment for specific people at the cross at this event. You know, Billy Graham once said that if the President of the United States called you, Jim, up, or anybody listening and said, I want an appointment with you at 5 p.m. tomorrow, you wouldn't go to the President of the United States and say, you know, I think I'll go on Thursday. You know, but we say to God, I don't know, you know, Friday, Saturday night, I'm going out for a drink or I'm going out to party. But this is an appointment people have with Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you, whatever burden you're carrying, maybe just like me, you've lost a loved one. My dad passed away just a few months ago. It was horrific, painful. But God met me there in that moment. There's people who have got a medical diagnosis. Maybe they're struggling with alcohol or drug addiction. And you're listening right now and you say, I don't know if I could come. Satan may be just keeping you home. But let me tell you, there's an appointment, whether you like hip hop or that you like, you know, traditional worship or you like nothing of the above, that if you come and you just take the moment to show up, just give God that opportunity, I'm telling you, at this experience, you're not only going to have fun, we're going to have a barbecue, we're going to do giveaways, we're going to have hip-hop music, we're going to have fellowship. There's going to be a time where you're going to feel an opportunity, and you might just be a little irritated by it. Billy Graham used to say that when the Holy Spirit pricks you, like you might be right now, you might be a little irritated. You might want to turn the dial off right now.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, if you turn that dial off, like Billy Graham used to say, God, this might be the only opportunity that God gives you. And I'm going to tell you that there's an appointment for people at this event with the living God, and he wants to transform your life.
A lot of people that listen to our station obviously know well Billy Graham, and I'll tell you a quick story. There's a couple different documentaries about this, but most people don't realize it. We've all seen the Jesus Revolution, all those movies and all these different things. And when you look at that movie, what you don't realize is that the church, there was probably 50% of the church that was rejecting Christian rock and roll music as from the devil, you know. And until Billy Graham was doing a big youth movement thing in Dallas, Texas, and he came out and said, I'm so blessed that these Christian rock and roll artists are here to share their experience and their music with us. And I know many, many thousands of people are going to be reached for Christ. When Billy Graham said that, it changed the entire course of Christian music. And so I want people to understand, hey, you might not be into hip hop as I'm not, mainly because I have no rhythm. I'm rhythmically challenged. You got to have a little rhythm to be into that. You know, I can get away with some rock and roll stuff because I can mosh with the best of them, but I don't know how to dance and all that kind of cool stuff. But I do want to say one other thing about your dad, Chip Lesko. So they have your dad's funeral asking everybody to wear Hawaiian shirts. So, yeah. But they did that because that was your dad. Yeah. I mean, he had fun being a Christian man. We just had a blast. And that's what I miss most about him. So if you want to have some fun, you want to hear about the gospel directly, Pastor, tell us a little about the agenda for the first day.
First day, as Daniel said, we're going to have food there. We're going to have
you've got the movie screening.
Movie screening. We'll have worship. We'll have a gospel message, all kind of lined up back to back. Mainly, hopefully, just a time of great fellowship. It's a small venue, but you get back in the gardens. You've been to our church itself. Yeah. It's just filled.
So November 1st starts at 5 p.m.
Yes,
people
sir.
Are invited. And give us the address one more time.
10405 Comanche.
And that's a little bit east of Eubank.
East of Morris.
East of Morris. Okay.
Yes.
Morris and Comanche. So think about that.
Yes.
North side of the street. And pretty good sign that says Koinonia Church.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and then Daniel, on November 2nd, 10 a.m., you're starting with a spiritual warfare workshop.
Yeah. Dr. Abrams, Dr. Shalyn Abrams, incredible minister of the word, His ministry is biblical deliverance and spiritual warfare. So it's all Ephesians chapter 6, putting on the full armor of God, but practically showing people and walking people through those steps. That's going to be at 10 a.m. On Saturday morning. So this is an equipping time. You know, this is for people who want to get equipped to win this battle. And, you know, like he always says, he would say, you know what, if you're not fighting in the battle, you're losing.
Daniel, there's so many people that don't actually, it's not that they don't believe in spiritual warfare, but they kind of look at life by what they see. So they're kind of got some other things going on, and so it's important to know that there is actually spiritual things happening to you. I want both of you to comment about that.
Yeah, well, firsthand for me, I mean, I experienced spiritual warfare at the age of 9, Christmas Day. My father committed suicide.
So oh, gosh.
His last words were, "Oh, my God." And it was kind of said in a way that just kind of what did I just do? I mean, that you could see firsthand spiritual warfare. He wanted so much to live, but you could see the devil and the lies and the accusation just wanting him to check out. So, you know, he December 25th, he took his own life. So years later, I ended up getting born again. I served baseball, booze, and broads for 19 years.
Were you mad at God because of this past experience?
You know, I wasn't. God just protected me. Mm-hmm. Even seeing from the get-go, I knew it was the enemy. I never blamed God. I knew it was the devil who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Mm-hmm. So years later, at the age of 19, is when I bowed the knee to the Lord. God just invaded my life, brought about just this born-again experience. My own guilt, my own shame was removed, but brought me back to this tragedy of my father's, you know, suicide, and showed me just the spiritual warfare that took place for his life. At the age of 19, I was considering suicide, you know.
What would you say to people that might be listening right now that I always think about the 12 disciples and the varying personalities that got, like, for example, Matthew is a tax collector, and no offense to tax collectors out there, but I can't imagine a tax collector having a real effective ministry with a lot of people, because we kind of view tax collectors as the enemy, but God used them and he brought people to Christ. So here's a pastor, Brad Ficklin, Koinonia Church. He's, a certain person, certain personality, experienced his father taking his own life, which is very tragic, and then you considered suicide yourself. What would you say to people that are listening right now about your event on November 1st and 2nd? Should they come, and would you take the opportunity to talk with people that are facing that kind of thing?
Absolutely. We encourage anybody to come. I mean, we exist as a church to preach the gospel. The gospel is about forgiveness. The gospel is about deliverance, which will be a major theme of our conference. So there'll be, you know, speaking and preaching, but most of all, just hopefully talk to people one-on-one, and would love to meet with you if you are in that place of darkness and considering whether life is worth it. I would love the chance to talk with you, because the gospel is real. Jesus is real. The spiritual life is real. And there's so many people walking in darkness. Our world is in just darkness and chaos and just a lot going on. And people really need to hear the truth of God's love, the truth of his forgiveness. And that's what we will be there to do. Hopefully, I mean, I'm a preacher, I'm an exhorter, I'm preaching through the book of Matthew. But I love to just engage one-on-one with people and make it real and just love them and serve them where they're at, what they're going through. And then, I mean, that's really what it's all about, to be able to meet one-on-one. But I like to point them to Jesus. That's why we've created 10 areas of reflection. And
but people that don't necessarily have faith are invited.
Absolutely. I would love that.
And just be open to having a conversation about it. And if they don't believe as we believe, they're still invited.
Absolutely. And we will still love them. I mean, that's the goal. To love them, to serve them.
I love that. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Daniel, I don't know you well, but your reputation is that you are an extremely creative person and all kinds of different things. So knowing your dad, knowing the rest of the Lusco family, I know that means trying to not sugarcoat the gospel, but present it in different mediums and different ways that are interesting to people. So that's what I want to ask you about when we come back. You mentioned a film that you're going to be showing that you produced, and I'm excited to talk to you about that. We'll be back on ABQ Connect. We're talking about experiencing Jesus, November 1st and 2nd at Koinonia Church here in Albuquerque. We'll be back. Coming up November 1st and 2nd is the Experience Jesus event. It's going to be at Koinonia Church. They're located at 10405 Comanche, a little bit east of Morris. That's my old stomping ground. I'm an old El Dorado Eagle, so I was all over that place. We have Pastor Brad Ficklin and Daniel Lusco in studio right now, and we've talked about on November 1st, it starts at 5. There's going to be a movie screening and some giveaways. Dan, before the break, I said I know you as a very creative person. I mean, you've been writing films, doing the videography, doing all kinds of creative things. So tell us about the film you're going to be showing people at this event.
Yeah, I'm happy to talk about it. I'm excited to share Persecuted, especially because of the type of event that we're doing. Persecuted was a movie I made back in 2013. Actually, Skip Heitzig has a little cameo in the movie, which is kind of cool. But we have also Nate Heitzig does too. But we have, a lot of the Calvary congregation participated in being extras in the movie. So it's kind of special. You might see people that you recognize. But we also have a really good cast of characters. Fred Thompson, one of the last movies he did before he did Hunt for Red October. You probably knew.
Oh, no, I know Fred Senator Thompson. Fred Thompson. Yeah.
He's in it.
Awesome.
James Remar from the show Dexter. He's also in a bunch of Quentin Tarantino movies. Grammy Award winning artist Natalie Grant is in the movie. Brad Stein, who's a Christian comedian and a good friend of mine. He's very funny. Iconic actor Dean Stockwell is in the movie. Some of you guys might remember him, but he's just a great actor. So it's really an ensemble cast. But the story of Persecuted, the movie that we're going to be showing on November 1st, is really about a man standing up for the gospel, and he gets framed for murder because he won't agree with the way the politicians want him to talk about the gospel. They want him to change the message because he's like a Billy Graham type of character, and they want him to, you know, smooth it over, and he won't do it. So then they frame him for murder, and he goes on the run to prove his innocence, a lot like a Hitchcock type thriller. It's a slow burn thriller. But in the end, you know, God does what he does. I don't want to give away the ending. I don't want to spoil it for you.
Well, so this is some fun. This is a chance to go see a couple of different movies. We're going to talk in a minute about Remember the Cross. But this is an opportunity for fellowship. There's going to be some food available, 5 o'clock on Friday, November 1st, and then starting at 10 o'clock a.m. on November 2nd, a spiritual warfare workshop. Everybody's invited, no cost. How do they get more information? Is there a website they should go to?
Well, we want people to go to the Instagram page. That's where we want to go. That's where all the information, this flyer that you're holding in your hand, that's super cool.
And how do you get to Instagram? Because I don't know the social media world.
That is so funny. Brad was just saying the same thing.
He's like, yeah, Brad Knuckles, buddy.
He's like, you're going to have to help me get an account because I don't. But what we have an account for Koinonia, it's just at Koinonia ABQ. At Koinonia ABQ on Instagram, and boom, it'll take you right to the homepage, right on the profile for Koinonia ABQ on Instagram. There's the directions to the church, the information about it, as well as the flyer. And we're going to be posting stuff about a few times a week about the event leading up to November 1st. So if you follow us on Instagram, that's the quickest way. But there's a simpler way. Brad can just give you the phone number for the church.
505-294.
And what is it? Tell me.
294-50-70.
294-50-70. That's the phone number to Koinonia Church, 10405 Comanche. The event's going to be November 1st and 2nd, no cost. It's called Experience Jesus. And you're hoping that people come to get questions answered about having faith if they have none now. And maybe they got questions and they are people of faith. And they're going to have a chance to experience neat. It's going to be entertaining, but also informative. and testimony.
Before the break, you were asking about spiritual warfare.
Yes.
And you mentioned that I'm a younger guy. I'm 40, so sort of. But let me tell you, I face those questions a lot when we're talking about Jesus, especially somebody who, I've made 10 feature films, you know, working in Hollywood. People believe in spiritual stuff. People have no problem going, yeah, there are spirits and spirit guides and angels. You know, Billy Graham used to say, you can't see the wind, but you can see the effects of the wind. Nobody has a problem question, you know, seeing that. And what we're saying is we want you to battle in a way you can win. You know, and we believe you can see the effects of evil, right? You watch, you don't have to turn far. Go to Netflix. Okay. What, look at those thumbnails. Okay. They're all designed to influence you. You know, having been a filmmaker in Hollywood for 20 years, I can tell you all of that programming isn't harmless. It's spiritual. And it's designed to get into your soul. And there are Christians out there listening right now. They're probably irritated by this. But I'm going to tell you, I canceled my Netflix subscription. And this, I'm not against Netflix. I've had movies of mine that sold to Netflix.
Sure.
What I'm telling you is this Experience Jesus event is for people who may have nothing to do with God, want nothing to do with the church, but can sense something in their spirit right now that they're carrying heaviness. Well, let me tell you, Satan wants to get into your mind. Thank God for radio stations like this and for shows like yours that are bringing the light to the darkness. But let me tell you, turning your radio station to secular music. You talked about my dad, you know, he really promoted, never forced us, but promoted Christian music in our home. And I now understand that because I will not let my kids listen to that darkness because it is demonic. It is designed to get into your soul and keep you in bondage. And Satan uses our minds as a road to get into our soul and to keep us from God. But this event, Experience Jesus, Jim, is an event for people to experience freedom in Christ.
Talk to us about Remember the Cross.
So Remember the Cross really, it was designed, it was just a vision in my heart as a pastor, as an evangelist, to point people to Jesus, Jesus being an amazing Lord and Savior, a God that left heaven, came to earth, and went through everything that you and I would ever go through, from persecution. You remove persecution. Right. It's important that we understand Jesus was hated. He was outcast. He was persecuted. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, went through temptation. Jesus went through a Garden of Gethsemane. He went through life, and it was a spiritual battle for him, He won the war. He triumphed over anything that came his way. He was a perfect Savior when he died on that cross. And therefore, I believe as a pastor trying to keep people, Christians, on the straight and narrow road and encouraged in their journey in life, there are crossroads. There are crosses that we have to go through. We will go through. And so Remember the Cross is an experience that we want to point people to the cross, these areas of conflict, of spiritual warfare that they'll go through, and look to Jesus, who went through it himself, triumphed, and gained new strength as they remember the cross. And we live in a world that wants to get away from the cross. We want to wander away and create our own little thing, but it's only in returning and remembering that we can really get revived in our spirit. And so Remember the Cross serves as just a practical way of going from areas of conflict, spiritual warfare, that we can remember what Jesus did and follow in his steps.
Pastor, I want to remind our listeners that Jesus came that we might accept what he's offering us. I have a vision in my mind of a little birthday present that you hand everybody in your congregation. And he gave us the choice whether to open that gift and receive it or to reject it. That's the choice that we're given. And so I hope that people will come. This is November 1st and 2nd at Koinonia Church. 10405 Comanche begins on 5 o'clock on November 1st. That's a Friday. And then starts up again 10 o'clock in the morning. A lot of fun things. They can call 505-294-5070. People are driving right now and they can't write all this down, so expect a few phone calls. I think people will be blessed. No cost. to this event. It's called the Experience Jesus event, and I'm just excited about that. Pastor, let me emphasize what I just said in a different way. Could Jesus, although he existed in the form of God, so we believe he had the power of God, could he have just fired out a few lightning bolts at us and scared us all into believing in him?
Absolutely.
Why didn't he do that?
Well, I really believe that love, God is love, and love demands a choice. And so in humility, our God came and he put on, he could have judged us all, but he came as Savior. He came to just, he had to die on a cross. He had to humble himself, and he gives us a choice. He laid this pathway to heaven out for us. By overcoming sin, overcoming death, overcoming it all. But it really amounts to our ability to, our worship is one of a choice. Yeah. God sets before us life and death, the blessing and the church, the blessing or the curse you choose. In our world today, again, there's a broad way. Many people go that way. There's a large gate. And then there's a narrow gate he sets before us. We have those choices, but there's always a choice of humility. It's a choice of brokenness that Jesus took himself. And so remember, the cross again exists to remind ourselves Jesus gained the victory by actually dying on the cross. And every step of the way, there was always less of him and more of the Father's will. Garden of Gethsemane, which will be one of our crosses. He sweat drops of blood in this spiritual warfare, saying, not my will, but your will be done. So there was, remember Jesus, he himself submitted to the Father.
Yeah, and he had fleshly things just like we do. He faced all of that.
Yes.
Amazing. I've had people tell me, Daniel, that they don't want to come to church because all the people in church think they're perfect. Mm. To which I respond, you've never been to church, have you? Because that is exact opposite of every Christian person that I know.
Well, let me tell you about my own journey a little bit. You know, in my past, I struggled with alcohol, with depression. The passing of my father was extremely painful. And, I just turned to Jesus. And if you're listening right now, you may be in a dark place right now. You think, I've had those times even growing up in the church where I just go, you know what? Can I really make it there? You know, can I really go there? And when you go there, I've watched God deliver me and give me joy, you know, for mourning, you know, praise for a spirit of heaviness. So if you're looking at people going, gosh, can I really belong at a place like this? You know, can I really get there? Is it going to be awkward? Am I going to fit in? Let me just tell you, you're going to be right with your family. You're going to be right with people who are just like you. The only difference is these are people that have come to the cross and been willing to, like Brad said, humble themselves. And I think like Billy Graham, I can't talk about him enough because I've learned so much from Billy, but he used to say that pride is the sin that keeps most people from God, from coming to Jesus. And that's what caused Satan to fall from heaven. It was his pride. And so it's pride. You may be listening and go, that's the barrier that's keeping you. It's your ego that's saying, I don't know if I could come to Jesus. You know, what if they'll find out, they'll expose. Let me tell you, that's Satan. That's the voice of Satan trying to keep you from God, because he knows that moment that you come to a place of surrender and you say, I'm willing to give up that addiction, that pride, that idolatry, whatever it is, that you're going to be filled with God's joy, and you won't need Satan's lies anymore. You won't need his tricks or his traps ever again. You won't have to go to that bottle as it was for me. You can be filled with joy that's everlasting. And that's why Satan is trying to keep you from that. But let me tell you, you're going to fit right in with us, because we're all that, we've all been there at one point or another.
It's fascinating to me, Daniel, and you've just exemplified that not only have you gone beyond the arrogance of thinking you could handle all that stuff yourself, but now the fact that that was part of your life is part of your testimony. And so that weakness in your life is now used by God, and he makes people strong because of your weakness.
That's right. There's no shame in talking about it, because God brought freedom, you know, and like, you know, I've been crucified with Christ.
Yeah.
It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And let me tell you, His joy, his righteousness is better than anything I could have ever gotten for myself. So I hope that's why we're doing this. It's all to make an appointment for people to experience that freedom.
Daniel Lusco and Pastor Brad Ficklin with Koinonia Church in studio with us. We're talking about the Experience Jesus event. You've got about 15 seconds, Pastor Brad, to tell us how people can get more information.
Just call us on that line, 294-57, waiting for your phone call. But let me just add that it's all about forgiveness. One of the guitars that you saw on the wall says it's all about forgiveness. Jesus, when he went to that cross, his final words were, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." So our message is forgiveness. Having been forgiven by God, it frees us up so that we want to serve the living God. How can I serve you in a better way because of your great mercy? Not necessarily reflect the views of the state.